This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
All right, so this is my dilemma. All hands on deck. 713-572-4610. Those of you on YouTube and Twitch, you can join in as well. Good conversation. Damn. Southside Al. Heard you finish. He was about ready to unload, I bet, what he was going to do. All right, I'm having this dilemma with my oldest son. He is now 11 years old, and I don't know how old you were when you first start cutting grass, but I am certain it was before 11. I mean, I at least
I was early. I was early bloomer.
I probably about 10 or 11, I remember when Teresa handed me the keys to start cutting that grass, where she said, I'm tired, I'm not going to be cutting this grass all the time. I work all day, I feed your ass, I run you everywhere, you can at least cut this grass.
You can do is pull your own weight, man.
Got it, yes. I remember fifth grade, I feel like, is when I started cutting grass. Now, I do have a feel that every kid, some people say, boy, like, listen, obviously, my mom had to cut some grass, right? I think Courtney's probably ran through and cut some grass before.
My mom liked doing it. Like, that was her away time from me and my brother.
That means you didn't do it, huh?
I didn't growing up. I did for
the yard, man.
I did for a bit as a young adult.
But I feel like he should. In my mind, I don't know if I'm just not thinking about a different time, fellas. But I feel like he should know how to cut grass. I feel like that's just a skill he should have. Like, sure, I've been failed. Should I know what a muffler is? Yes. But with much more confidence than I have right now. But I feel like he should cut the grass. But then again, I'm thinking to myself, one, I sure as hell don't want him learning how to cut the grass on my yard. I think that's where we're really at it. I don't want him touching nothing. None of my yard, because I can see he's going to butcher it. Them lines going to be off, all of that. And my guy does a great job. And I want to continue that. But also, my wonder is, like, have we reached a time where, like, cats ain't going to be cutting their own yard? Do you still cut your own grass?
Yes.
You still cut yours? Tyler, you don't cut yours, do you?
Not since I tore the knee apart. Nope.
I mean, I get a little help from time to time, but I usually do it.
Oh, so you usually do it? Yeah, I don't know.
Not a big fan of weed eating, to be honest with you.
Yeah, I think I know my guy. He's got about 8-9 houses in the neighborhood. He's doing several at a time.
Did he just say because of his knee injury?
His knee
back in 82.
Well, that's when I stopped doing my own yard and I hired someone because I had to at the time. And then once I did that, there was no way in hell I was going back to doing my own yard.
But I think about it, like, for real, I left high school, and then I never lived in a place where I had to cut grass after that until me and Courtney bought our first house. And then I cut the grass there. I cut the grass a couple of hot seconds when we moved there and got our house here. And then I said, oh, hell with that, man. I got this dude over here holding this down. This is affordable. This is just going to go into it. So someone, I got people texting in, been cutting the grass in middle school is when I started. And Clint, you said, go ahead and let him practice on our line.
Yeah. I think that's where the mistake's coming in. I mean, now you got to get your ass out there. And when he gets a little crooked, you got to get him straightened up and say, look, teach him attention to detail right here. I mean, that's just an opportunity for you to teach him a little bit. Like, you got to let him cut your yard, man. I even give him a little incentive, man. You want them Jays that everybody's wearing on that basketball court? You got a month's worth of yard work out here to do.
Yeah,
go get them.
I'm with you on all that. I just want another chore. I want him to do something else to earn that because I don't want him to mess up my grass.
Look, I mean, here's the deal.
I know I messed up grass a few times. At his age,
it ain't that hard. Hopefully he has that attention to detail. He has that.
If
he's gonna put his name on something, he needs to put his name on it and be proud of it.
He's more of a let me get through it as fast as I can so I can get to the next.
I'm telling you, them lines got to be straight now.
I'm just saying, Tyler, you love how your grass is. You want an 11-year-old coming and putting his hands on that thing?
Hell no. Juan does a hell of a job all on his own.
My guy's name too. But
hell of a guy.
Ron does a great job. I want to see if there's maybe some local baseball fields or something.
Oh, man, get him out of that backyard, man. Teach him how to cut. And the next thing you know, you're gonna have free grass. You gonna buy him the Jordans anyway, so you might as well get a couple of cuts out of it. Next thing you know, you can cut Juan's expense out of your budget.
Yeah. Lauren Mack comes in. Tell him if he messes your yard up, you're going to mess him up. Listen, I don't think that's going to help, man. I just don't think he's a good, like, he's going to hit this thing. Them lines are going, that's where I'm going to be pissed off. If I get out there and look and these things are crooked and he's rolled in, maybe I let him hit, like, parts of the backyard.
Yeah, start with just the backyard. I think it's a real, I mean, it is a great opportunity.
Because I feel like it's something that I need. Like, I can see that there's a way that he may not ever have to cut grass. Like, he may live in spaces where that is done for him.
If you teach him how to cut grass.
But I think it's a skill he needs to have, just in case.
Well, it'll definitely be an option here in Texas, especially in the summers. If you want to make a little extra cash, you knock on some doors and say, hey, I need to look for a little, instead of going to a summer job, I'm going to cut this grass. I'm going to cut this. Can I get 40 bucks out of you? And get you 5 or 6 yards. Next thing you know, he's got him a little summer job where he's making some bread.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Go by like me. I was a bicycle guy. I was going to buy the next bicycle. How much it cost? $400. Okay,
I know Ron wasn't.
I better get to work. I had to go buy them. I mean, come on, man. You not only can you teach him that attention to detail, being proud of your work, hard work, because mowing a yard, the beautiful thing about mowing a yard is you can see the hard work, the sweat, the pushing. You can see the result immediately, right? Not only all that, but then you can say, okay, now you got a way. You should never be broke. Yeah, you should never be broke. You can go make a little money right here. Right? You never leave the neighborhood.
Come on, show it. Show some confidence in your boy. Don't expect perfection. Bro, it's your son. Get him out there, teach him. It will grow back. The amount of people on the grass will grow back that nobody gives a damn about their grass is surprising. I didn't think I was a big care person of the grass. Apparently, I am more than I thought. I guess I am. I'm the one that, hey, don't walk in my grass. He kills me when he does it. Don't walk in my grass. Walk on the sidewalk. Walk in it. Yeah, I am. I mean, it's been cut. Don't.
Yeah.
I guess I am.
Got it striped just right.
I ain't never hit nobody. I've never seen so many people. Oh, it's just like it's hair. It'll grow back. There ain't nothing more that pisses me off than because I can see them.
Well, I mean,
I can see the bad lines.
Let me help you over this. All right. Set that. Raise the mower up a little bit.
Good idea.
And let him cut it. And then if he butchers it, then you just knock it out right when he's done and you'll be good.
Let Juan continue to do it.
Oh, so you're afraid the truth of the matter is you don't know if you can cut straight lines.
Oh, I know I can cut straight lines. I don't really have the time.
Oh.
You should really just go to your neighbor's house and be like, hey, look, my kid will do it for free. I don't know what y'all's situation is, if they have a service or whatever, but my kid will do this for you for free if you don't mind.
And Juan's
trying to teach him something here.
Now, hey, Juan's got the neighbor's five houses down this way and the other side.
Damn, that's the biggest fear. When Trey decides he wants to go make money, he's going to piss Juan off. But that'll be all right. Competition. Then you get the opportunity to teach him about competition.
Competition in the neighborhood.
I don't know, man. Somebody said yard work. Yeah, yard work. I got that, man. Oh, I've made it. Me and him, we have mulched up everything. Oh, those are things he can't screw up. I'll tell you, boy, he will piss me off if he just get over it. Because he may surprise you. You said it. He'll be in there, and you know, and I got to be with him every step of the way because he'll be in there. He'll look at it as, let me just get this as fast as I can so I can get back. And he will.
Mm-hmm. Then what you need to do is as fast as you can, ease on down there and get whatever Jordans he wants, get a model lower. See, I was rushing. This is because I was rushing. I was trying to hurry up. I got a half size too small.
So your
feet are going to hurt. Yeah, get him a half size too small Tony Romo's and go, hey, this is you mow the yard like that, this is what you get. You mow like Jordan, you get Jordans.
Yeah. Cool. So I said, this is part of parenting grind. I know it. I'm just saying.
Don't mow in the Jordans.
So. I got no problem with it, man. He's got the dishes, everything. I like for my grass to look good. And if you see if I ask him, hey, man, go ahead and knock out your room. Go clean your room. And then when I get in there and I walk in there and I look at his room and he believes that that's clean.
Everything shoved under the bed.
Oh, wish. Have you ever told somebody, go clean your room, and you walk in there and you are met with a pair of shoes in the entry?
Never had to tell anyone
like,
that.
You walk in the door.
My 3-year-old does it now.
In the entry. I cleaned it out, and you do this, and I know we got to go to break. And you do this, all right, Trey. Now, if I walk in there right now, do you think I will approve and say this is clean?
Yeah,
yes, yes. You walk in. You talk about them Jordans, pair of Jordans sitting right there, Crocs following behind them.
Hmm. What are you gonna do about it, Dad?
Now I got to do what you want me to do with this grass. Stand over here at the door and watch him get all this together and then just talk to him. Like, honest to God, you think this means clean? You think this means clean?
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. ExpressPros.com.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Smart Travel doesn't just cover points and miles. They break down all the financial aspects of your trip, whether that's the best days to book, how to avoid hidden fees, or which fancy travel credit cards pay off, and which ones are just an expensive flex. If you want your travel budget to work harder, then dive into the best deals, products, services, and more with Smart Travel from NerdWallet, wherever you get your podcasts.
Podcasting isn't just evolving, it's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Friedman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like, it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.